No, not 6. No way. I knew it wasn't. It was 5:34 a.m. The reason I know is because my alarm is set for 5:25, and I had already hit the snooze button once. That gave me 9 more minutes of wonderful snooze sleep. You know, the luscious extra time that follows after you hit the snooze button. I feel like I'm taking advantage of the man when I hit the snooze button. Why does snooze sleeping get such a bad rap? I've always been a snooze sleeper. For years, I listened to the radio for about an hour in the morning while snooze sleeping. I really thought I was cheating, a way I could get one up on my approaching day. My wife asked, "Is it 6 yet?" "No, not 6," I told her. She had just heard the alarm go off again. It was 5:43, not 6. Researchers from the University of Notre Dame focused on the tendency to hit the snooze button and found most people, 57%, habitually snooze sleep. Generally, studies show it's healthier and more efficient to be an early riser. But hey, if I get up at 6, I am an early riser, right? The study says that the problem with snooze sleeping is that the fragmented sleep it brings isn't just without benefit. It might actually affect the rest of your day. In fact, the 10 more minutes of sleep you're granting yourself over and over and over isn't productive sleep, according to the doctor that did the study. My response to that is, well, bull. Definitely not a snooze sleeper. I like a different study. It's the one that says that when you doze off after switching off the alarm, it does feel great because the body emits serotonin as a reward when sleep re-begins, and serotonin creates the feeling of happiness. I love that idea. Except it goes on to say that the feeling only lasts until the snooze is over, so you become more and more tired and irritable each time you snooze. You know what I say to that? Hit the snooze button again. There's another study that I like, too. It says that sleeping for an extra 20 minutes can actually prolong your REM sleep, you know, your REM sleep, which happens during the final stages of sleep. And this is good. Each phase of sleep is incredibly important. However, REM sleep is especially so because it increases brain activity and promotes learning. The study adds that the extra few minutes you get by snoozing can actually help to gently awaken the mind rather than jolt it back to wakefulness, and that the trick is to use the extra time to gently awaken. Another top tip, only set your alarm to allow for one snooze. I strongly disagree to that. If one snooze is good, 4 is better, 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 better. I start coming around and look at the clock to see if it's 6 yet. Nope. It's 5:58. Yay, 2 more minutes. I slide over in bed next to my wife and whisper in her ear, "Not 6 yet." And I go back to my sweet snooze sleep. 2 minutes later, I look at the clock. "It's 6. I whisper, "It's 6. She pops up saying, "Good morning, time to rise and shine," and off she heads to the bathroom. Me, I turn over. I find that the bed now has more room in it. I close my eyes. I'm retired. Who cares if it's 6 o'clock anyway? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.